join us on this Sunday singing Hallelujah Chorus at Communion. And we have provided sheet music for you. There are some copies on the grand piano here, over there, and there's also some of the entrances. And we invite you to come out and sing. For those of you that it matters to, we have sopranos on my left with the basses. Wait, there's sopranos there. There's a happy Easter greeting from the sopranos. The basses, they're almost as cheery as the sopranos. And then those of you who like to sing low alto, you find the harmony notes, altos, happy Easter altos. And then the tenors are in the front on my right here. So we do welcome you to come out and join us. It's quite a wonderful experience to sing in the big group. If you prefer to sing in front of the congregation, that's totally fine as well. And find the sheet music, we have available for the service. And of course, if you're having a lot of people over for dinner later and you want to sing the Hallelujah Chorus instead, feel free to take copies and maybe video and put it on Facebook or something. We'd love to see that. Anyway, happy Easter. It's great to have you with us for Christ. And we'll wait until I get very soon.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. That was awesome. How did you know how to answer me? I said good morning, and then you said good morning. That's kind of cool. You know what you didn't say? Try saying good morning to me. Yellow unicorn, purple happy buttons. Well, that's a little weird, right? When you say hello, you know to say hello back. If somebody says good morning, what do you say?
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. So we know what to say when somebody says something to us. Today, I'm going to teach you something really special, something very, very old that's only for today. And today, for thousands of years, that's older than your parents. It's even older than your grandparents, even older than your great, 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 great grandparent. Yes. So it's very old. So when we say something, you're going to say something back, and it's just for today. Today, we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. And then you guys say, the Lord is risen indeed, alleluia. Can you try that? The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia. So that is how you say good morning, nice to meet you on Easter Sunday. So, Jerry, do you think you can do that for us? Yeah.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and have made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive. One God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings from Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Acts. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea. Beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Exaltation and victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed.
Punished me sorely, but he did not hand me over to doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. On this day the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, apparently I was a little gung-ho to get preaching. I cut off Jerry. Fair enough. Well, Easter Sunday is one of those Sundays that it is a joy to preach. Easter Sunday is one of those occasions where there are often visiting friends and families in the congregation, where the church is absolutely beautifully decorated with the careful love of the altar guild. The choir is pulling out all the stops, literally, I think, in the case of the Hallelujah Chorus. We'll use every pipe in the organ. It's one of those times for joy and celebration. And I am so glad that we are here together in this place to do that, to lift our hearts up, and to hear again a story that is so powerful that it has lasted for 2,000 years. And I was thinking, what other story do I know of that is over 2,000 years old? There's a few stories of the Roman emperors. There's a few stories from Greece. There's a few stories from China and some other places, but not many stories are as well known or as embodied as the story of the resurrection. The story of Jesus's death and rebirth and coming alive again in some mysterious way. And even in the gospel, we heard that the people that had first witnessed Jesus' resurrection were too afraid to tell anyone. And if that was where the story ended, I guarantee we would not be sitting here today or sitting in the world in which we are. The story of Christ's resurrection is one of those powerful stories that has absolutely transformed and changed the world. You can draw lines directly to the ending of slavery, to the Christian movements in the United States and in England. You can draw a line from the ideas of universal human rights to the proclamation of Jesus' message. Jesus coming back from the dead, Jesus as God giving up his life for us, is so transformative that it really does form the basis on which our modern society is based. To think of that all happening in the last 2,000 years, it's quite amazing. As I was going through the scripture, as I often do, getting ready for sermons, I reflected on two trees. You might have heard reference to it in our first reading today, that Jesus was hung on a tree. And if anyone is like a precocious 13-year-old, you might have said, well, they didn't hang Jesus on a tree, they hung him on a cross. But there's an image and a parallel happening there. The tree that Christ was hung on, the wooden beam of the cross, is paralleled in some very special ways to the tree at the very beginning of the Bible. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree that Eve took from, ate from, and caused original sin to come into the world and got kicked out of Eden. There's this interesting parallel that the fruit that was on that tree caused problems, but the fruit that was hung on the cross, the fruit of Jesus, the celebration of Jesus' life and body and blood that we celebrate on the Eucharist, is the same fruit that restores the world around us. Since the time of creation to the time of Jesus, things went in a certain way. So with Jesus' story, Jesus' resurrection, has the world been reborn in a new and powerful way? This story that we tell each other, this story that we recite and rehearse and recall today, is a story that has the power to transform, has the power to redeem loss. All of us have lost friends, family, loved ones, parents. And in the light of Jesus' resurrection, that is made new. In the light of Christ's redeeming and salvific work, there is so much good in this world. I know when I scroll through the news or do my doom scrolling on YouTube, I so often keep flipping by. I don't want to hear about bridges crashing in the States or the latest scandal by the political candidates below us, or heck, even the latest scandal by the political candidates here in Canada. There's so much in our world that we just want to pass by and not deal with because it seems so dark and so gloomy. But in the light of Jesus' resurrection, in the light of God not choosing power, but choosing service and humility, all things are made new. And so just as we have for the last 2,000 some odd years, when we go from this place after hearing this story, let it transform us. Let us look at the poverty and the tragedy in the world and not turn away, but see it through the light of resurrection. See it through the light of transformation and do our part to build up the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, where all is made new and everyone is loved and valued. This is a hard thing, and you can point to hundreds of cases in the church's history where we've got it wrong, but it doesn't mean that it's not worth trying again. Jesus is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us go from this place transformed and knowing that God's transformation can take place in the world around us. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to stand. And having heard God's word spoken to us through Holy Scripture, and wrestling with what it might mean for us today, let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I would invite the congregation to take a position of prayer, either sitting, standing, or kneeling.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Risen Lord, in the early morning freshness, with spices to anoint, three friends approached your empty tomb. May your Easter rising continue to surprise your church with new life and hope. Shape us as witnesses of your grace and power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Risen Lord, news of your rising was greeted with alarm and fear. Free us from all that shrouds your people in death and in despair. Set our hearts at peace with thanksgiving. Sing to the Lord a new song,
for he has done marvelous things.
Risen Lord, your appearing changed lives and made witnesses from broken people. Give hope to all who seek your transforming love. Form us in your grace and likeness. Sing to the Lord a new song,
for he has done marvelous things.
Risen Lord, you make the day dawn with promise. Raise the spirits of all who are ill. Strengthen and uphold them in your life and love. Today, especially, we pray for Anna, Sylvia, Gavin, Kathy, Melissa, Elrose, Hugh, Fiona, Mary, Nick, Stavros, Eunice, Robert, Catherine, Joan, Sandy, John, Trent, Jamie, Nathan, Kenny, Marlene, Ashley, Lou, Fred, Joel, Ryan, Barb, Dan, Tom, Dawn, and Nancy. Sing to the Lord a new song,
for he has done marvelous things.
Risen Lord, in your rising we see salvation. Draw to yourself all who have died. Wipe away tears from our eyes, that we may rejoice and be glad in you. Sing to the Lord a new song,
for he has done marvelous things.
Amen.
After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
Thank you.
as we begin and prepare to celebrate the Lord's Supper, you're all invited to come up to communion. There'll be a couple of stations. If you'd like to come up to the high altar, you're more than welcome to, and receive communion at the rail here. Once you've received, we ask that you head out through the vestry and then down back into the congregation. If the stairs are a little bit problematic or the line is too long, there'll also be a station over at the Murray altar to receive communion at. So with that, let us pray over these gifts of bread and wine that human hands have made and we offer now to God. Let us pray. God, our strength and our salvation, receive all we offer you this day and grant that we who have confessed your name and received new life in baptism may live in the joy of the resurrection through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for the gift of a world full of wonder, and for our life which comes from you. By your power you sustain the universe. You created us to love you with all our heart, and to love each other as ourselves. But we rebel against you by the evil that we do. In Jesus, your Son, you bring healing to our world and gather us into one great family. Therefore, with all who serve you on earth and in heaven, we praise your wonderful name as we sing. Thanks and praise, loving Father, because in sending Jesus, your Son, to us, you showed us how much you love us. He cares for the poor and the hungry. He suffers with the sick and the rejected. Betrayed and forsaken, he did not strike back, but overcame hatred with love. On the cross, he defeated the power of sin and death by raising him from the dead. You show us the power of your love to bring new life to all your people. On the night before he gave up his life for us, Jesus at supper with his friends took bread, gave you thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat this, all of you. This is my body, which is given for you." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which is shed for you and for many, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Gracious God, with this bread and wine, we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, and we offer ourselves to you in him. Send your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that we might know the presence of Jesus in the breaking of the bread, and share in the life of his family of your children. Father, you call us to be your servants. Fill us with the courage and love of Jesus, that all the world may gather in joy at the table of your kingdom. We sing your praises, Almighty Father, through Jesus our Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always.
Amen.
Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's see how well you're listening at the beginning of the service. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.